This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey and Israel, those once close allies, are set for a diplomatic showdown. On Friday, the UN is to publish its report into the killing last year by Israeli security forces of 9 Turkish citizens who were on a boat which was attempting to break the Israeli economic blockade of the Gaza Strip. The UN has repeatedly put off publication in an attempt to give time to the two sides to sort their row out by diplomatic means. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, there's not much time left for that.
Ever since last year's killing of 9 Turkish citizens by Israeli forces, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called for Israel to apologise and compensate the families of the killed. Equally resolute, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said there is nothing to apologise for. The impasse has severely damaged bilateral relations between the former close allies. But Mr. Erdogan has warned things could get worse. Unless Israel offers an apology and pays compensation, then from now on we will take appropriate steps so a new phase will begin, he said. The expected publication this Friday of the UN report into the killings meets a deadline set by Ankara. International relations expert Soli Ozel says the repercussions could be considerable for Israel.
Turkey can lower the level of its presentation in Israel, pushing for the recognition of Palestinian statehood. It can try to sue Israeli military or politicians in international courts. Whether they can pull it off or not, I don't know, which is why I think the Americans are so adamant in making sure that things don't get out of hand.
According to both Turkish and Israeli media reports, a proposal by the US for what is described as a softened Israeli apology in exchange for normalizing of relations has so far been rejected by Israel. Such an intervention, according to diplomatic columnist Semi Idiz, is an indication that Washington is aware of the growing importance of Turkey in the increasingly volatile Middle East. That importance, Idiz claims, is a key factor behind Ankara maintaining its tough stance towards Jerusalem.
We're dealing with a very different kind of environment in the Middle East now. You know, the Turkey has a greater presence, if not with some regimes, at least with the people of the region. And so it isn't as vital for Turkey as it might have been in the past to have good relations with Israel.
But trade is still a card Israel can play. The Turkish military is urgently buying sophisticated equipment in the face of a resurgence in fighting against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Top of its list are unmanned drones. Israel is a main supplier. A long waiting list exists for drones from alternative provider, the US, due to its own military demands. So Ankara may have a vested interest in at least maintaining trade relations. But political columnist Asla Aydın Taşbaş says Mr. Erdogan has limited room to manoeuvre.
Knowing Prime Minister's personality and knowing the importance of this issue for Turkey and that the fact that it's been so publicly stated, I don't see how Turkey can accept anything short of an apology.
International diplomatic efforts are expected to intensify in the search for an elusive compromise. But time could well be running out for those efforts. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul, Turkey.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.